We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of morning news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. The Illinois men's basketball team beat the Duquesne Dukes 89-63 on Saturday to advance to the Sweet 16 in the March Madness tournament. Terrence Shannon Jr. led the Illini with 30 points, and Marcus Domask added 22 more. This is Illinois' second tournament win after Thursday's victory against Morehead State in the round of 64. Illinois will face the Iowa State Cyclones next Thursday in the Sweet 16. The Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation spoke out against a City of Urbana resolution that called for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war because of certain wording in the resolution. The CUJF board issued a statement saying that while the resolution does not address all of the points they wanted to see in it, they do appreciate that the city council sought input from various parts of the community. The federation no longer supports the resolution because a change made to the resolution's text in item 6, that they said implicitly blamed Israel for the war. The Urbana City Council passed the resolution unanimously earlier this week. The Champaign Fire and Police Departments competed in their annual Battle of the Badges hockey game for charity last Saturday at 6 p.m. The charity game raised funds for the United Way of Champaign's Emergency Shelter, a program that provides temporary shelter and services for homeless families. The event featured food trucks and snacks available for purchase, and took place at the University of Illinois Ice Arena. The Illinois Fighting Illini women's basketball team defeated the Stony Brook University Seawolves on Sunday at the State Farm Center. Illinois never lost the lead throughout the game, winning 79-62. Illinois' Adelia McKenzie scored a career-high 28 points and added 7 rebounds and 3 assists. The second-round win in the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament sends Illinois to the quarterfinals to face the Tulsa Golden Hurricane on Thursday. Illinois All-American wrestler Edmund Ruth competed at the annual NCAA tournament over last week. After 2 close matchups, Ruth was able to defeat Ohio State's Rocco Welsh and Iowa State's MJ Gayton with a 4-1 and 8-6 decisions, respectively. Ruth continued his championship bid against South Dakota State's Cade DeVros, where he fell behind 4-1 and failed to finish a takedown before the buzzer. DeVros was declared the winner in a 5-3 decision. Ruth will compete for 7th place against Army's Benjamin Pasuk. Contributing reporting for our newscast was provided by Adeline Moy, Stephanie Orellana, Joaquin O'Malley Macias, Shane Werner, and Peter Dara. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eden and Caitlin Devitt. And our news director is Ethan Oskroba. From WPGU News, I'm Peter Dara.